This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi today. The conference, which is being organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, aims to address the growing concern of drug trafficking and its impact on national security, with a special focus on 8 states and union territories of northern India. During the event, Mr. Shah will launch the Drug Disposal Fortnight Drive and inaugurate the new office complex of the NCB's Bhopal Zonal Unit and extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all the states and union territories. The conference will focus on sharing of real-time information from the National Narcotics Helpline, Manas portal with the Anti-Narcotics Task Force of states and union territories, evaluating the progress of states in combating drug trafficking and assessing the effectiveness of the narcotics coordination mechanism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for 100% delivery of the government schemes to the beneficiaries, asserting that it is real social justice and secularism. Highlighting his vision of Vikasit Bharat in an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamnat, Mr. Modi said that he wants solutions to the problems including water, toilets and electricity to be resolved by 2047. Mr. Modi said that being human, he may make mistakes, that he will not do wrong intentionally. The Prime Minister highlighted that one should have dedication, commitment, be a good team player and make themselves available for the people to become successful in politics. BJP's Central Election Committee held a meeting in New Delhi last evening to finalize the name of party candidates for Delhi Assembly polls. The meeting took place at the party headquarters and was attended by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh and other top party leaders as well as the leaders of the Delhi BJP unit. Earlier upon arrival at the party headquarters, Prime Minister Modi shared New Year, Lodi and Makar Sankranti greetings with the journalists who were present there to cover the event. The Bombay High Court has initiated a suo motu public interest litigation to monitor the conservation and preservation of wetlands in Maharashtra. A division bench of Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay and Justice Amit Borkar said it was initiating the plea based on December 2024 order of the Supreme Court asking all high courts to initiate proceedings for protection of wetlands, also known as Ramsar Convention sites, across the country. The High Court issued notice to the Union Ministry of Environment and Forest Maharashtra Government and the Maharashtra Wetlands Authority in the matter. The bench posted the matter for hearing on 25th of February. Ramsar Convention sites are wetlands designated as being of international importance. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla chaired a standing committee meeting of the Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of Commonwealth Countries in Guernsey yesterday. Speaking at the meeting, Mr. Birla said, India is witnessing a massive transformation in several sectors, including agriculture, fintech and artificial intelligence. He highlighted the importance of making parliaments more effective, inclusive and transparent to address global challenges such as climate change, terrorism and cybercrime. US President-elect Donald Trump has been sentenced to unconditional discharge in connection with his conviction in the Hush Money case. Unconditional discharge confirms Mr. Trump's conviction in the case without consequences. It means the incoming president will not be imprisoned, fined or face probation, but his conviction still stands and he will still take the office as the first US president with a felony conviction. In Pakistan, 12 miners were feared dead after a coal mine collapsed due to a gas explosion in Balochistan province on Thursday. According to Balochistan Chief Inspector of Mines Abdul Ghani Baloch, the explosion was caused by methane gas that occurred when the miners were digging coal inside the mine in the Sanjidi areas of Quetta. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face the unseeded South Korean pair of Seo Seung Jae and Kim Won Ho in the semi-finals of the Malaysia Super 1000 tournament in Kuala Lumpur today. The match is scheduled to start around 1:40 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.